time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God, no.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Hey.
What's going on, Anonymous? Or do you have something you need to confess to get off your chest to make you feel better? Is there something eating away at you?
Yeah. So, at my job, I was in my boss's office the other day, and I saw a paper on his desk that I don't think I was supposed to see.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know, it had a list of the managers. There's like six managers at my job. You know, and
do you work here? Sorry.
I saw two of the names had like red lines through them, and one of them is a good friend of mine at the job, and I'm worried that he's on like a cut list or he's gonna get fired, and I don't know if I should tell him or not. Like, you know, at least give him a little bit of warning so that, you know, he could maybe hit the ground running, that this is maybe, yeah, you know, in the wind, you know, or, and.
So where were you? I'm sorry. You said you were, where did you see this list?
I was in my boss's office. It was on his desk.
Okay.
So how do you know for, like, do you know for sure if that's what that was? Because if you don't want to mistake that, right?
Right. I know. But like, what else could it be? You know, it was a list of the managers with two red lines through two different names. Like,
it doesn't seem like they're getting promoted. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, exactly. But
like the red line to a name is never a good thing.
Right. So if you tell your friend, what would be the downside of that?
See, that's the problem. Like, he's a good guy, but he's kind of a hothead.
Yeah.
You know, he's like one of those guys that, like, he can be a jerk, but he's your jerk. So, like, he's okay.
Right.
But you think he'll just, like, lose it on your boss?
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he is the type of guy that I feel like if he had that information, he might go in and say something. And if he goes in and says something and it gets back to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There could be a lot red line through your name, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true.
So you're thinking maybe just don't tell him and let it happen.
Well, that's the dilemma.
Yeah.
I mean, should I, shouldn't I? Does it really help him or does it, you know, is it going to screw me over?
Yeah, interesting.
If it comes back to me?
Huh, that's tough.
All right. And how long ago, by the way, how long ago was this when you saw this list?
This was like about 6 days ago.
6 days ago. And nothing's happened yet, huh?
Not yet.
Well, they're probably just waiting till the end of payroll or something. All right. Hang on 1 second. That's the old number. What's the new number? 833-685-9595. Take note, everyone. We have a brand new phone number. 833-685-9595. What should Anonymous do? Should he keep his mouth shut to make sure he doesn't lose his job? Or should he let his hot-headed friend know, hey, dude, there's a red line through your name on our boss's desk? 833-685-9595. Rose, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Hi.
Rose. Doing great. What did you want to say about this true confession today?
Okay, all I'm going to say is don't do it. Don't tell him. Like, I'm serious. Like, this happened to me. Don't do it. It does not end well.
This happened to you, too? The same thing?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I worked at a hair salon, and my friend and I were working there, and she came to me, and she told me that she had heard I was going to get fired. And so, you know, she was, like, trying to be a good friend or whatever. And so I went, and I yelled at my boss, you know, like, we got into it, and we both ended up getting fired. Like,
Oh, you and your friend?
Yeah, Jessica and I both got fired. I mean, you know, oh, my gosh. You know, I told my boss, you know, she's the one that told me, and you know, blah, 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 and I didn't understand. I was a hard worker, and yeah, we were both canned.
So you told you you basically threw Jessica under the bus to your boss, though.
Well, I mean, not intentionally.
Right.
Just like out of anger?
Just out of anger, and like, she told him. I mean, she did tell me.
Right.
No, that's exactly what this guy said he was afraid might happen. So your advice, based on your own personal experience and an inability to keep your mouth shut, is don't say anything.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right, perfect. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Sunshine, good morning. How are you, Sunshine?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, just great. That's great. And that's not a pet name. That's your actual name, right?
No, that is my real name.
Yeah, that's great. I don't want my wife calling up going, why are you calling that woman Sunshine? Sunshine, thanks so much for calling. What's your take on this whole thing?
I think he should keep his mouth shut. It's none of his business on a professional level. And how does he know, that depending on the financial stability of the company, how does he know that they're not just cleaning house and those are the only two names that they are keeping? So I think it was interest to keep it quiet and just let things unfold as they should, not get himself into trouble.
Oh. That's a good point, because what if he's the one getting fired and he tells them?
Like they print up a list of managers and go, all right, which ones don't we want to fire? This one, scratch, this one, scratch.
That's so true.
That is a good point. We would think automatically that the red line through your name is not good news, but you're right.
But it could mean he's not going to get fired, too.
It could go the other way. You never know.
I just like writing with a red pen, you know?
See, I would think more yellow or orange because, you know, you're Sunshine.
All right, correct. But,
Hey,
wow.
All right, good point. Thanks so much for calling. We really, really appreciate it. Anne from Arlington, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Anne, what do you think?
Well, I think he has no clue what that list is. It might be that the guy was doing reviews on people. It might be that he needed to talk about future plans, and those are the ones he's completed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like maybe they had SMART goal meetings like we have here every week.
No, yeah. I agree. Like, if you don't know for sure what it is, like, you're going to go tell him and get him all freaked out for no reason.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is true. There's more than one reason a boss would make a list of employees and start crossing their names off of it.
Right.
You're right. You're right about that.
There you go. Facts stated.
Yeah. 833-685-9595. Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Had a dude call in. He was in his boss's office poking around, saw a list of his name, a bunch of other managers. Two of them were crossed out. One of them was his good friend. He thinks he might be getting fired. And he wants to know, should I tell him or is that going to blow up in my face? 833-685-9595. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Michelle. What do you think? What's your advice here?
Well, we all know what assuming does, right?
Yes.
What does assuming do? Oh, maybe I know.
It's out of you and me.
Yeah, I gotcha. Don't drag me into this. I didn't do anything. So you think your advice is what? Don't assume anything.
Yes, don't assume anything. First of all, he shouldn't have been looking on his boss's desk. He's nosy. Tell him he's very nosy. He shouldn't do that.
I mean, everybody does that. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah. That's true.
I do it all the time.
Right. But he shouldn't.
No, tell him that everybody's saying that he shouldn't tell his friend, so he should not tell his friend unless he doesn't value his job.
Okay. All right, no, that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for your call. Mary from the Beaches, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Mary, what do you think?
I think he should not tell anybody about anything he saw on his boss's desk. First of all, he saw something that he wasn't supposed to see, and he wasn't privileged with that information from his boss, for one thing.
Right.
He could get himself in a boatload of trouble if he tells anyone about that list. And if his friend is going to get canned, there is nothing he can do to help him.
Yeah, that's true.
And the best thing to do is just to keep your mouth shut. I know it's hard, but you know what? You don't know how people are going to take things. You don't know if it's going to get spread around the office, and you could end up in a bigger mess than that list, you know?
No, that's a great point. That is a really great point.
Yep.
I would say, you know, yes, he probably shouldn't tell anyone, although he called us and told us. And everyone,
that's true.
But so that ship has sailed. But you're right. Maybe he shouldn't tell anyone else.
Yeah, I just think he should keep his mouth shut, go to work, do his job, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I think his, like, issue is that he feels guilty because it's his friend, so he feels like he's, like, holding something back from him. But, yeah. I mean, it really is.
You're right. If your friend's already on the chopping block, nothing you do or say is going to help the situation.
Right. I mean, what's it going to do? Give him a heads up so he can quit before he gets fired? I mean, you know.
Hey, thanks. No, you want to get fired because I think then you get, like, benefits and all sorts of stuff.
Exactly.
Hey, great point. Thanks so much for your call. 833-685-9595. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling, John. You're a supervisor. You have some information about this.
Yes, I have 17 employees to work for me right now, and I have to do evaluations on usually a quarterly, semi-annual, and annual basis.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is I'll write all the employees' names down, and I cross them out after I do their evaluation. And usually it's either written or I have to call them in and evaluate them.
Got it.
On their progress.
So you're saying it could just be a list of people he's already spoken with, that kind of thing?
It could be. And if this kid steps into someone else's business, into the manager's business by doing that, he's going to target himself for trouble.
That's a good point.
Hmm.
Yeah, our boss does that too.
He does?
Yeah, we have weekly evaluations here.
We do?
Yeah, you don't sign up. But
I guess I'm not on that list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.